Hey, this is Jordan, and this video is being recorded on the afternoon of Monday, March 15th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. And in this video, I'm going to discuss five potential flaws of a junior mining company. Now, this isn't the end-all, be-all, and these aren't necessarily fatal flaws. They're just things that I'm finding in my research where I can kind of weed out certain companies and have a list that can be more focused and smaller. And so maybe these things will help you in your research. And again, if this isn't the be-all, end-all, so to speak, you can still find companies that might have a flaw or two and potentially make a lot of money. So I'm not saying this is the be-all, end-all. So here are the five flaws, and I will go through them now. Okay, the first one is size. And what that means is the project or the mine is just not big enough. You really want to find something that is able to produce 100,000 ounces per year, if it's more of an exploration development asset, it's at least 3 million ounces. So that's a good threshold to keep in mind. Next is grade. A lot of projects will be too low grade. And you can kind of use for open pit, use 1.0 grams per ton as a threshold. You can have projects that are below one that might work, and maybe something's 1.2 and it doesn't work. And so, it depends where it is in the world. Various costs are different. And also metallurgy is huge. So I love oxide heap leach projects. So if it's well below one and it's oxide, that's totally fine. But just generally, anything that's not materially more than 1.0 grams per ton that's an open pit project, it's too small. If it's large, has 3 or 5 million ounces, etc., that's an optionality project. That company's an optionality play. So that's how I look at it. Third, and this has to do with more producers and developers, and something I've noticed recently is the junior is, they might have a good project or a great project, but the CapEx that they have to raise to build the mine is too high, that it's very difficult for them to do it on their own. So that's another thing you have to keep in mind. And I don't know if there's a certain threshold. I mean, maybe it's 300 million, maybe it's over 250 million, but it's something to keep in mind. So when you see these projects that require capital investment of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and the company is tiny, it's a junior, it's going to be tough for that company to get the full, reap the full rewards of the value of that project. So that's another important thing to keep in mind, but doesn't necessarily apply to that many companies or projects. Okay, next. Jurisdiction. Can the project, there's two things I'm looking at here. Can the project be permitted, and permitted in not rapid fashion, but not so it takes like 4 or 5 years, that's too long. So that's one issue. The other issue is I tend to avoid jurisdictions where the majors are not really operating in. So if you're in some random place around the world, there's no majors there. The project really has to be world class, in my opinion. For me, if I were to invest in it, if it was located in that type of jurisdiction. Back to the first thing, as far as can the project be permitted? I mean, one company that I have on my watch list, everything about it is good, maybe even really good, I could say. But the value of the company it's a great value because the market doesn't think the projects are going to be permitted. So that's another flaw to keep in mind. The last thing is not enough upside potential. And so this can refer to one or two or maybe even several things. Let's keep in mind when we're looking at these junior stocks, they're risky. So if you pick a basket of these stocks, odds are you're not going to hit on every one of them. You know, you may hit on a high percentage, but still, even in a really good market, if you pick 10 that you really like, there might only be 7 or 8 that perform in line with your expectations. So you need to avoid the companies that don't have enough upside potential. This is a risky sector. If you're only looking to double your money over a long period of time, I mean, you can just buy bullion or buy a metal ETF. That's why I always say I'm looking for things that have potential to do 3x to 5x over a 2-year period. That is one way you compensate for the risk. You have to find things that offer enough upside potential. And also, when you're looking at a an exploration asset or a production asset, if there's not a lot of upside potential there, then the valuation is not going to be as high. So that's the other side of it when you're looking at an asset. Like, let's say it's an exploration or development asset. It doesn't have that much upside potential, but then the company has to dilute itself or take on a lot of debt to advance the project or build the project. So there's going to be dilution there. And so what I'm getting at is there has to be enough upside potential in the stock and also in the asset to compensate for the dilution and the money that the company will have to raise to get to that point and achieve that value. So that's also another thing to keep in mind. You know, think about what are these companies trying to do exactly, and then how much money is it going to cost them to get to that point? And then you have to look at that and factor in how much potential upside there is, you know, if they actually get to that point. Okay, so that was a mouthful. You could have just skipped to this slide and then have not listened to the last couple minutes because this is like your summary or your cheat sheet. So I'll go through them. Here's the summary. Number one, project is not big enough. Number two, it's too low grade. So in those cases, it's an optionality play. I mean, you can still make money on those if metals prices are running. Third, CapEx is too high. Or also you could say the junior is going to have trouble financing it / building that project. So that's also an important thing to keep in mind. Fourth, there's going to be a permitting issue, or it's a jurisdiction where majors don't operate in. Last thing, there's not enough upside potential in the project itself and or the stock. So that's your cheat sheet. Again, you can still make money on things that might have one or maybe even two of these flaws. I'm just putting out this information to let you know that this is what I do to kind of tighten up my list of companies that I'm researching, because there's only so much time. You can only be an expert in so many companies. You don't want to waste your time looking at 50 or 40 companies. It's just too many. So you have to narrow your focus. And this list helps me narrow my focus. Maybe it'll help you. That's it for this video. Thanks for listening to me. I really appreciate it. Check the links in the description. Subscribe to my channel. You can also follow all my work at thedailygold.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let me know what you thought of this video in the comments. And thank you again. And I look forward to doing another video for you guys in the days and weeks ahead.